Hi, this is Mary James with Passive House Accelerator, and thanks for tuning in to this special bonus episode of the Passive House podcast, recorded at the International Passive House Conference in Innsbruck, Austria. And a big thank you to Source 2050 for their support of the series. And welcome, Gabriel Rojas of the University of Innsbruck, where the conference is being held. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you. Thank you for the chance to speak. So yes, I work at the University of Innsbruck at the Unit for Energy Efficient Buildings.
I worked at the LBL in Berkeley, California for a year to study the effectiveness of recirculating rain sheds. So this is, I think, is still a very important topic on how to treat kitchen cooking fumes in energy-efficient homes. I think in the U.S. It's more common to use gas stoves. So there, this is a particularly important topic. But also in Europe, where mostly electric cooking stoves are used, is also a topic because, as you know, cooking produces quite a lot of cooking fumes and particles, and one wants to get rid of those. And so in the passive house concept, one has a ventilation design concept that takes, you know, brings in fresh air into the dry spaces, the living room, the bedrooms, and takes extracts from the kitchen and the toilet. And so to some extent, of course, extracting some part is extracted through that ventilation system, but of course it's not designed to take the thick thermal plume and all the fumes that go with it during cooking process, because that's there you would need a higher ventilation rate. So the question arises how to deal with that, and one approach, of course, is to have an extracting kitchen hood, and that you can provide higher extraction rates and capture, if you have a good rain sheet, capture most, not all, but most of the cooking fumes and extract them outside. What's the downside of this? The downside, the challenge is for passive houses, especially so for buildings when you want to be when you want to have high energy efficiency, that of course you lose some energy through different pathways. So one, of course, is the high ventilation rate that you have during cooking with your cooking hood. So we're talking about maybe 500 cubic meters per hour.
And what about, have you looked at all on when people are using induction cooktops instead of electric cooktops or gas cooktops? Is there a noticeable difference in the amount of particles that you generate or the odors?
I haven't systematically looked into that yet. I did, while I did my experiments, I played around a little bit, let's say, with the different cooktop. And I've read some literature. There was some out there already looking at that. And yes, induction cooktops can reduce the particle generation in that, in one sense, that it. Let's go one step back. So the particles that you produce during cooking come from the cooking itself, especially when you fry and things like that. You generate particles from the frying itself, but the very small particles, the ultrafine particles, also produced on the hot surfaces of the cook stove, so on the pan or on the cook stove itself. So if you don't even put a pan on and you turn on your electric cook stove, depending on how clean it was, it will produce a peak on very fine particles that are burned away from the surface. So,
and is it the very fine particles that are problematic for human health?
Yes, it is. It is, or they're known
it is said that the ultrafine particles, it's not very well studied, but it is suggested by research that the ultrafine particles have a strong impact. But yes, and the fine particles up to 2.5, so the ones that also have a bigger impact. So the induction cook stove has the advantage that it heats up the pan itself and not this the cook stove surface. So from that sense, you can expect, and I think there's some research out there showing that a bit, that you produce less of that peak. But of course, during the frying itself and things like that, this will be the same. And gas, of course, besides producing gaseous pollutants like formaldehyde, NOx, and so on, it produces also ultrafine particles just from the flame itself. So that is also, of course, reduced if you use some kind of some electric cook stove or an induction cook stove.
So. Can you tell us a little bit about what your current research is?
Sure.
Focused on?
I have various research. So on one hand, I'm involved in the International Energy Agency project where we're looking at indoor air quality in residential homes for energy efficiency. So there, I lead a sub-task where in this international consortium we're trying to gather data and databases for how pollutant loads and pollutant sources are in residential buildings around the world. So there we're creating some sort of a standardized evaluation method we've developed, and we're trying to build up a database where the different studies from around the world can feed in the data in a standardized way, so we get a better big picture on how indoor air quality in residential homes is, and how it depends on different boundary conditions, on what kind of building, country, what kind of ventilation system, and so on. So this is one aspect.
If there is a ventilation system.
If there is a ventilation system, yes. But that's what we try to see and quantize and get numbers, for how the difference really is out there. Within that IEA project from the international agency, there's various other subtasks, and another interesting one is certainly subtask one, where it's about finding a metric on how to evaluate the indoor air quality in homes, and it's using the DALI approach that has been introduced already in research quite some years ago, but it's being updated with more new studies. So it's evaluating the health impact in a metric that's called DALI. It stands for Disability Adjusted Life Years. So it really tries to measure the indoor air quality in a way, and how much impact it has on your health.
So great. Before we go, if you were designing a building or retrofitting a building, a residential building, are there critical points that you would try to convince a developer or architect to include in the ventilation system?
Yes, I'm just preparing my slides for the presentation I'm going to give here at the PassiveHaus conference, and it's about flow control component. It's a component for a ventilation system, because especially for retrofit, but in total, I think we're still lacking cost-effective components
to ensure a widespread use of ventilation system, also in particular for refurbishments, where the challenges are that it needs to be cost effective. Well, that's also for the newly built buildings, but that it needs to be compact and easy to install and things like that. So on that sense, I would try to convince everybody to, find creative ways of, because in the refurbishment, you need to be sometimes creative on how to install ventilation systems. So to be creative, there's many ways on how ventilation systems can be retrofitted into existing buildings. And one doesn't always have to stick with the school book concept of ventilation. I just refurbished my home myself last year, and I wouldn't have been able to fit the ducting in a nice way, so I extended the cascade ventilation principle even a bit further. There's many projects or examples out there on how one can.
Wait, can you give us a little more details about how you did your own home? So what do you mean by you extended the cascade ventilation principle? So does that mean that you were able to limit the number of ducting?
Yes. In a sense, yes. But of course, it's a compromise. What it was important to have for me was to get fresh air into all the bedrooms and children's room. So I did some flat ducting in the hallway to get the air, fresh air to each bedroom and all the children's room. And I didn't have to extract air from the kitchen going back. So I'm extracting all the air in the bathroom for the whole flat. But that, of course, is a compromise,
right,
in particular with kitchen ventilation. So that's still and open, so my refurbishment is not fully finished, I must admit.
So often the case.
What I need to do is install a well-designed and well-working range hood over my kitchen to take care of the kitchen fumes there. Yes. But then with that, I was able to eliminate the extract ducts that I would have needed through the hallway that I couldn't get. I wouldn't have been able to get them through because there's also a static beam that you
couldn't
go through. Yeah. So there's always compromises and challenges in a retrofit that you have to do. But I was mentioning before, so this is one example, but other examples that have been done here as part of the Sinfonia project is, for example, integrating the supply and exhaust air ducts in the vent and insulation. So while the building has been refurbished and insulation has been put on the outer wall, the supply and the extract air ducts have been included in the insulation. And so it was a quite nice project showing that how you could incorporate or retrofit the ventilation system in a minimal invasive way.
But in that case, so that I understand better, in that case, you're still not getting, unless the bedrooms have an exterior wall, you're still not getting fresh air into the bedrooms. And that's just a compromise that you have to do in some retrofits. Is that what you're saying?
No, I would say that the chance that your bedroom doesn't have an exterior wall is really small. They're all bedrooms usually have windows outside. So
egress windows,
Yes, of course, it will depend on the floor plan that you have, but I think in many cases you will have a good chance to incorporate such a concept.
Right, and just not have the kitchen ventilation.
And not have the kitchen ventilation, or have the kitchen ventilation, the regular mechanical passive house concept, where you extract some air from the kitchen, but of course the kitchen fumes either take care of them with an extracting hood, which here is not very common in multifamily homes. It is challenging because you need another opening, and that might be a problem. So with the recirculating range hood, and can be taken care of.
Okay,
to some
great.
Extent, yes.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you talking about ventilation with us.